This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The book of Revelation is filled with statements of faith as well as declarations of judgment, followed by actual dreadful judgments. There's social upheaval beyond description, the suffering of people and significant loss everyone seems to experience during these days of tribulation is hard to comprehend. The common question people ask when experiencing a tragedy is, why? Why would God allow such suffering? I'm sure there'll be many who will cry out on that day, why? Why would God allow such suffering? Those who know and trust God will understand. Those who suffer and die for righteousness understand. They'll join in the song of the Lamb recorded in Revelation 15:3-4. Great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous acts have been revealed. Justice is not always done in our courts. Sometimes it's simply because of our limitations as humans, or because there are unrighteous people involved in the justice system that corrupt it. That is never true when God judges. He is holy, just, and true in all his ways. His acts are always righteous. This will be understood by all as great and marvelous, and elicit worship, reverence, and praise to God. All will bow and bring him glory. What a day that will be.